Yeah, here we go.
What can you tell us about the injuries to Peters and Hicks?
Yeah, both of them are obviously significant. In Jordan's case, it is a ruptured Achilles, and so he'll be missed for the season, and Jason Peters, MCL and ACL. So both those guys will be missed for the year.
Doug, you've talked about the next man up mentality a lot, but when you lose guys like that, the leadership from both aspects, how difficult is that? Is that more than the usual next man up type thing?
It is. You know, you're when you look at the injury list and the guys that are that we've lost, Darren Sproles, the Chris Maragos, you know, JP, Jordan. I mean, guys that are significant starters and role players on your team, leaders on your football team, captains of your football team. It can make an impact. And you know, I think one of the things that I've talked about, and hopefully you guys have seen it with the team and talking to the players, is it's definitely the next man up, and they rally around the guys that are hurt, number one, support them, but at the same time, the bigger picture is we still have a lot of football left, and we still have a game this Sunday, and the season's not over, and you know, they continue to practice hard and play hard, and you know, they rally around, you know, a guy like Big V now, who's, listen, he's not a rookie, he's not the, you know, that spring chicken who's just playing for the first time. He played significant time last year. He's played this year already. So a lot of confidence in all the guys. Great group of leaders on this team, and they'll be ready to go. Those are things myself and Stout and Frank will get together later today, tomorrow morning, make that determination. You know, obviously Lane is playing extremely well on the right side, and Big V's been a swing tackle, but we'll take a lot of that into consideration this week before we step out on the field. You know, it just shows the love and respect that the guys have for him, and quite honestly, and the chants in the crowd, from the fans was breathtaking to experience that for a guy that means a lot to this organization and to this community, this city. You know, his blood, sweat, and tears have been on that practice field and that game field for a lot of time, a lot of Pro Bowls, and it's just the love that everybody has for him, and to see that yesterday. Was pretty awesome.
You'll be able to add two guys to the roster once you IR Hicks and Peters. At the tackle position specifically, will you look outside the organization to maybe bring in a tackle, or do you think Isaac can fill that backup role, or is Dylan Gordon a possibility there?
All those are options, obviously. You know, we start in-house, number one. You know, Isaac has played tackle for us and played well, so he'll definitely get some time and some reps there. Dylan Gordon is sitting there. I mean, we've had some guys in camp that we could obviously look at to bring back. And then outside to see who's, you know, if there's a veteran guy out there that can fill a role or a need. So our personnel department's on it right now. You know, we'll fill it when the time comes.
Is it the same kind of deal at linebacker with Jordan Hicks out? Like, does Nigel kind of move into his spot?
Yeah, it's a lot of the same. You know, Joe Walker can fill that spot. Obviously, Najee Good's been in that position. Nigel, you know, there's some flexibility there too. So, you know, I'll have conversations with Jim in the next you know, today, later today, tomorrow, just to see what the final plan will be. And listen, it may take two guys, you know, to fill that spot, just like we've done it at other positions. So a lot of flexibility, you know, we just got to get our guys ready to play for Sunday.
How close was Michael Kendricks to playing last night?
He was close. He was close. Again, you know, just going into that game, just felt just an extra time off on it, and get him ready to go this week.
How about Darby?
He's getting close. He's doing better. You know, obviously practiced last week. He'll practice again this week and see where he is, you know, day by day. So he's getting close.
What Carson did last night, is the belief with this team now that pretty much anything is possible now with him?
Yeah, you know, and listen, you would like to say that every game is going to be like that and you're going to play like that every single time. But, listen, this is the NFL and you know, every team comes ready to play, and there's gonna be lows, there's gonna be highs. It's the ebb and flow of the season, and the things he did last night were pretty spectacular. Some of the runs he had, some of the throws he made. you know, and what you're seeing too is the guys around him elevating their play and playing better around him, you know, and defense is creating some turnovers and stopping when we need stops and or holding teams to field goals and, you know, and that's all part of it. Special teams, you know, field position is huge. So this is a collective effort. Obviously, there's some great individual efforts. The quarterback, Carson, played extremely well, very efficient last night. You know, it's just the type of guy he is. And do we expect that every week? Yeah, we do. But we also know that, you know, in the bigger picture, that sometimes it's not always going to be that perfect.
With how well he's playing, can it kind of mask some of the injuries you guys have had if the quarterback's playing at such a high level?
Well, if you're still scoring and winning games, then if that's masking an injury, I guess so, you know. But, you know, it's going to take everybody. It's all hands on deck. It's, you know, you're limited to a 53-man roster, and, you know, you play the best, you know, 46 guys on game day, and it takes everybody. So, you want everybody to play well, obviously. And if your quarterback is playing well, then yeah, you definitely have a better opportunity and a better chance of winning that game.
Times that a quarterback throws from a perfect position in the pocket, how does Flip work with Carson in terms of throwing from different arm angles, from different positions, and moving it, when he's moving in and out of the pocket?
It's hard. You know, it's hard to simulate some of the throws he made from off-balance positions or not in a perfect throwing posture. But he works drills in the individual portions of practice and even between periods off to the side, you see him kind of going through some different off balance throws you know, Carson is talented enough and to make those type of off schedule throws just a little bit, move in the pocket and, you know, do that. So it's worked on each week. You know, but again, it's hard to simulate the actual throw sometimes, outside of a game situation.
In Zaitai's case, his game reps have come mostly on the right side. How is he at left tackle compared to right?
Hey, he played well. You know, he came in there and listen. He's a guy that just has to trust his ability, trust his fundamentals, trust his coaching, you know, he does get reps during the week on both sides. Even though the right side, you know, a week ago with Lane's absence, he played over there, you know, so. Whatever the decision is going forward, he's been able to play both sides, which is beneficial to the offense.
Well, Matt, was he somebody that had to make, you thought, an improvement as a pass catcher, or did you think he kind of had that all along, just didn't do it much?
We thought he had it all along. You know, went back to the rookie camp when we had him in here in OTAs and felt like he was a really good pass catcher, receiver, out of the backfield. We knew he was a good runner and, you know, heck of a catch last night, and big one in that game.
Did you get a chance to look over a few of those Wentz plays on film, you know, what were your observations about some of the things?
I did. I went back and just kind of buzzed through a few of those last night, and you know, again, tremendous efforts all around, not only by Carson, but the protection was there. You know, Carson, you know, being sandwiched on a third down and come spitting out of there for a first down, and same thing, you know, he's kind of bottled up on the touchdown pass to Corey and finds a way to get the ball, you know, out of his hand. Great pocket to the deep pass to Mac. It was a tremendous pocket, clean pocket, probably one of the cleanest ones all night, to throw the ball down the field. Ertz, tremendous route, tremendous throw, accuracy on the throw in the second half of that game. Nelson's touchdown was a game plan audible that Carson put us into based on the coverage. Nelson ran a great route, came open, put it in a really great spot. It was up high. Nelson could get it. So you're just seeing the accuracy now by Carson. And again, everybody's play has really elevated.
When you talk about getting hurt early on in the season, and then also just the youth that you have at corner, just how about the job of Corey Unlin, what he's done, especially with some of the younger players?
Yeah, Corey's done an outstanding job getting these young players ready and these corners ready and the whole secondary ready to play. And you know, we spend time with our young players in our developmental program, you know, on Wednesdays and Fridays with these young players and getting them a little extra time to develop their skills and their fundamentals and their footwork. And Corey's done an outstanding job getting these guys focused and ready to go. And again, that's another position that we roll a couple guys in there and we just don't have a letdown. And that's positive to see.
So Carson running more this year, it seems like he's also diving forward more and not sliding. What are your instructions there when he is running in the open field?
Well, the dives, I'm okay with the dives because they're normally full steam ahead, and he's usually in the, you know, about to be tackled, and he kind of goes down underneath or at least gets hit sort of on the back of the, you know, the pads. And, you know, the slide typically comes in when guys are in front of you and where you can just slide and go down, you know. And you know, we're conscious of that. We try to, you know, have conversations with him to just protect himself, you know, when he's in the open field. And he did a nice job a couple times scrambling, getting himself out of bounds too, protecting himself there. But, you know, by no means do you want to hinder any of his aggressiveness, you know, when he runs.
What's the reason Jernigan took only 17 snaps last time?
I think, again, it was just, a rotating basis with the guys. He had a little bit of an ankle, you know, going into the game, and it did get a little sore on him. But you know, he's another one that's – you almost have to have a broken ankle for him to come out of the game. And the rotation of the D-line, Destiny back, you know, obviously increased role there. So it's something that we'll continue. Try to get all the guys as many reps as we can, but it's just the nature of the game.
Johnson West, what the season can look like. You played alongside Brett. Is Carson having the same kind of impact on this team and its success the way Brett did when you played alongside him?
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of the same similarities, you know. And one of the things that, you know, Brett was able to do again, and you're seeing it with Carson, is just elevate the play around him. And, you know, the thing is, he doesn't feel like he being Carson doesn't feel like he's got to make every play, because he's got the guys around him to help him, you know, make those plays. And as long as he stays in that mind frame and that state of mind, he could definitely go on to have a fine season, which he, you know, is definitely off to a good start. A lot of ball left, obviously, but yeah, you're seeing some of the same things that I saw with Brett, you know, in Carson. Obviously the toughness, you know, the good accurate throws, eyes are down the field, extending plays with his legs, you know, and probably the one biggest difference is probably the, you know, Brett was always referred to as a gunslinger, with a big arm that would just rip it in there. You know, Carson's a little more calculated, but yet very accurate passer as well.
Doug, Lane Johnson last night first came back from concussion. His head slapped pretty hard early in the game. Is that one of those plays you plan to present to the league? There's no call.
Yeah, there's, you know, again, protocol. We'll go through the games, and which we've done, and myself and John Ferrari will pull out a handful of plays and submit them, you know, and just see what the league says about some of those, you know, some of those fouls, or we thought were fouls, or no fouls that weren't called, you know. So we'll send some of those in. Yeah.
Two more. Looking at Lane as far as whether or not to move right to left. I mean, is there a party that kind of wants to keep him at right just because, hey, you know, you guys are facing a lot of guys like Von Miller and stuff like that who line up on that side? And B, you know, because you affect two positions if you do move. Is that kind of how you
do it? It's very accurate. You know, yeah, you have to look at the hole, and Lane is playing extremely well right now on the right side. It would be tough to move two spots, you know, in the offensive line. Now, especially both tackles. But we'll look at all that going forward. Got to look at our opponents down the stretch, as you mentioned, with some of the guys. So, you know, yeah, we'll take a look at all of it. But he is playing extremely well right now at right tackle.
Is Matt Powell pushing the whole playing
time? I mean, he's not hurting himself, obviously, making some plays the last couple of weeks. We'll continue to try to get him all in the football game, obviously. You know, he's another one of our young, talented guys that you like to see grow with your quarterback, obviously. But yeah, we'll keep sprinkling him in there, and you know, his value on special teams as well increases a little bit now, so we'll just keep him coming. Okay, thanks guys.